word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to another edition of Consider His Word. We're so glad you could join us today. We're continuing our study in Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus is teaching us about prayer. And He's already told us about how we should pray and how we should not pray. He said, don't be like the hypocrites are, back in verse 5 of chapter 6. And then He said to pray in secret, pray to the Father. And He said, don't use empty words, words that just have no meaning at all. And I think one of the things that would help you do that is keeping a prayer list, being able to write down what you pray for, and remembering every day to pray for these things, how many times people may ask you to pray. Write them down. Pray for missionaries that you know. At church, you may hear of prayer requests, and write these down. And a great way to do this is with our little pocket prayer journal. I've been using mine, and I've really been enjoying it. You can find them at our website, considerhisword.org. Now, I've got to tell you that I can't just give these away. They're for a gift to this ministry of just $4. Now, this little prayer journal will fit right in your pocket. It's just slightly smaller than a 3x5 card. I know it fits very nicely in my shirt pocket, and it's very easy to pull out and be able to write down. When people ask me to pray for them, I can write that prayer request down and remember to pray for them. I take it with me to prayer meeting at church and write down those prayer requests as I pray. And so go find you a prayer journal. BigCypress.us is our church website. You'll find the prayer journal at considerhisword.org. When you get there, click on store, and there you'll see the little prayer journals. Now, they're $4 postage paid. That's it, $4. You can buy them through the link there. It's the best way to get them. So get your prayer journal today. And by the way, put this ministry down on there, would you? And pray for us. Now let's get to the scripture. Matthew chapter 6 is where we are. Jesus has been teaching about prayer, but now He said, after this manner pray ye. And He begins to pray what is known to many people as the Lord's Prayer. Now I like to call this the model prayer, or a teaching prayer. I believe that really the Lord's Prayer is over in John chapter 17, when Jesus prayed there in the Garden of Gethsemane just before He was crucified. And there Jesus even prayed for you. I think that's the Lord's Prayer. And the prayer that we find here, the model prayer, I think is often misused. In fact, I think it becomes, to many people, vain repetition. When people pray this prayer over and over and over again until it loses its meaning. And how sad that is. Now, I'm not saying don't ever pray this prayer. It's a great prayer. Pray it if it helps you. But you know, this is not a universal prayer for everything. In fact, I've heard people say they need healing and somebody begins to pray the Lord's Prayer or pray this model prayer. Well, in this prayer, there's nothing about healing. There are certainly things about God's will being done, but nothing specifically. And I believe we ought to be letting our requests be made known unto God from Philippians 4. The Bible says to bring these things to Him. And Scripture also says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And a lot of these things are not even mentioned in this model prayer. And so while it's good to pray, and I know many have memorized it, and that's great, but don't think that this is a prayer that's kind of fits every situation all the time. It's not like that. And that's not what Jesus intended. The prayer has been put to music, and you know, it's worthy of our study. And I'm not sure how long this study will take us. It may take a couple of programs to get through it all, because I want to go through it carefully. I don't want to just rush through it. But let's go ahead and read it first. I think we ought to do that. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 6. Again, this is during the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is speaking. He's already taught them about how not to pray. Don't stand in the street and make a show of yourself, but get in a secret place and just talk to the Father. And he said, after this manner, now this is verse 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Notice that Jesus did not say in Jesus' name when he prayed this prayer. You'll find the words again very similar over in Luke chapter 11, where the disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray like John taught his disciples. And so this is a model prayer. It's a teaching prayer. And I think it's worthy of careful study to see what Jesus taught us to do and how Jesus taught us to pray. He begins at the very beginning by what I call the address. He said, Our Father, which art in heaven. Now again, back in previously in verse 6, Jesus said to pray to thy Father, which is in secret. He didn't say pray to angels or pray to saints or pray to statues. He said, you get alone and you pray to the Father. Now, I've heard people pray to Jesus, and that's fine. I've heard people pray to the Holy Spirit. And I think all of those are part of the Trinity. But then Jesus did tell us, when you pray, pray to the Father. He said, the Father which art in heaven. In fact, every time you see Jesus pray, he always prayed to the Father. And here he teaches us to pray to the Father. Now, we're talking about the Heavenly Father. Now, by the way, this indicates and shows us that you must have a relationship with the Father. Can you say that God is your Father? Not everybody can make that claim. Now, listen, there's no place in the Bible that says that God is everybody's Father. I've heard that before. People say, oh, we're all children of God. Well, that's not necessarily true. And in fact, you'll not find that anywhere in Scripture. Yes, we are the creation of God, but that does not automatically make him your Father. God does not become your Father until you've trusted Christ as your personal Savior. How do I know that? John 1, 12. John 11 and 12. The Bible says that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power or the authority to be called the sons or the children of God. You can't claim to be a child of God until you know Christ is your Savior. And I know many would disagree with that, but I'm telling you what the Bible says, not the nice things that everybody wants to think is out there. The Bible says you're not a child of God until you receive Christ as your Savior. And then you can say, Our Father. And Jesus said specifically, Our Father which is in heaven. You know, I've heard people pray to our grandfather. They said, Dear grandfather. God is not a grandfather. He's your heavenly Father. He didn't say to pray to some angels or some saint or even to pray to Mary or some distant relative. I've heard people do that and pray to some ancestor. Jesus said, you pray to the Father. And you say, Our Father, which art in heaven. And I believe that when we pray and we approach the throne of God and we approach him as our Father, by the way, who loves you very much and wants to hear from you, that we take a moment and recognize who it is that we're talking to. The creator of all heaven and earth. The sustainer of your very life. Almighty God. You can speak to him, and he will hear you. And then Jesus said, hallowed be thy name. Now, you know, this is King James English. But what he's saying is, holy is your name. And when you come to the Father, I believe we've got to come before him and recognize who he is. He is holy. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. And we come to him, and we must honor him. You realize how God's name was honored by the Jewish scribes. They wouldn't even write his name. And when we come before him, we recognize who God is, his glory, and his holiness, and our unworthiness to be in his presence. And that we take a moment and recognize who it is that we're praying through. I think about Isaiah. Back in Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah came before the Lord and he prayed and he saw God. I want to go back and read that passage of Scripture. It's Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting up on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth was full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved, and the voice of him cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And when you pray, you've got to see God that way, holy and lifted up, and realize how unworthy you are to be in his presence. And yet by the shed blood of Christ, receiving him as our Savior, we can have the holiness of Christ in order to enter the throne of God with boldness, he said. And we can come. But realize, you're not praying. And I hate when I hear this. You're not praying to the man upstairs. You're not praying to your best buddy. You're praying to the God of heaven. And we come recognizing who he is in his majesty and in his holiness. How great God is. Our God is an awesome God. And I think when we pray that we ought to take just a moment and realize who we're coming to. Now I realize sometimes that we may not have time to do that. But you see, when we recognize who God is and we begin to say, holy is your name, like the angels cried out, holy, holy, holy. And they worshiped him. And I think automatically, when we recognize who God is and we see him in all of his glory, that the first response we will have is to take a moment and just worship him. He's worthy of your worship. And oh, I hope you can see God that way, how great he is and how much he loves you, and how much he wants to hear you, and how much he wants to help you. Now, we're going to have to continue this Bible study next week, and I hope you'll join us then when once again we open the Scripture and consider his Word.
Consider his Word.